You know, Richard Ramirez is one of the featured psychopaths in that. And you know what he did? They don't really tell this out loud because, you know, they don't want you to know what these people really are. Was Richard Ramirez, he was the Night Stalker. And you know what he did? He killed people randomly. He'd kill older people. He'd kill young people, black, white. What, it didn't matter what color they were. Doesn't matter what neighborhood they came from. He just killed them all. But some people he let go. But he would rape women, and he'd rape men. He'd rape children. He would kidnap children, rape them, and let them go. Why do you think he would do that? Because he wants them to be the next generation of him. That's why. He was possessed. There's no doubt about that. So, but, you know, the media doesn't want that to get out because, you know, maybe back then they did. But when you watch a show about him, it generally doesn't tell that he was kidnapping little children, too. One of the girls he kidnapped was 6 years old. And she lived. One of the murders he did, he killed the dad, just shot him in his head while he was sleeping. Raped the mother, then raped the 8-year-old boy. You know why? Because he was a psychopath, reprobate, and he was a sodomite.
Yep.
He was a queer. And then people will get up, like hocus pocus on the family, and all these they want to poison our minds. You know how many Christians say that Jeffrey Dahmer was saved, that he repented at the last minute, that Ted Bundy was saved? He was a pedophile.
Yep.
Jeffrey Dahmer was a sodomite and pedophile. Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker, was not saved. He never got saved. I don't know if people claimed that he was, but I know they claimed Ted Bundy and Jeffrey Dahmer. That is going to turn people off from the gospel, if anything.
That's right.
This is what these people are. They're disgusting.